Arabs work toward resolving the Lebanon crisis. Christian radio broadcasts hope. A disability ministry moves to impact culture in the U.S., and expansion carries a vision of the gospel into remote areas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Anti-government demonstrations in Beirut enter their fourth week with a concerted effort toward resolving the crisis. The people are wading through the Advent season with a growing sense of impending civil war. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're countering with the message of hope.
There continues to be operation of Words of Hope's Arabic ministry inside of Lebanon. Thus far, there has been no direct impact from recent events, including the assassination and now the demonstrations.
DeYoung says despite the unrest and bombings, their staff has been unharmed. Overall, the Christian community stepped forward and reached out to the Muslims during the crisis.
We can hope that those seeds planted will bear fruit in the future. And meanwhile, broadcast operations and ministry continue inside of Lebanon, even amidst the current pressures and activities, which certainly do raise some concerns about what may take place in the future.
Meanwhile, the continued violence in Darfur and renewed fighting between the North and South isn't stopping Living Water International from reaching out physically and spiritually in Sudan. Living Water's Brad Saltzman just returned from the region, where they repaired two water wells and told chronological Bible stories.
When we repaired the wells, we had a tree that had benches underneath it that the rest of our team would tell the chronological Bible stories and share them with the local communities.
They listened so intently that they began repeating the stories to friends. Living Water works through the local church, which is important.
We go away. We can come in for a few days and do terrific things, but it does empower them to continue to share the gospel.
The funding you provide makes an eternal difference in the lives of people in Sudan. $1 provides water for one person for an entire year, but it also allows them to hear the gospel. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. For more than 25 years, Johnny and Friends has been serving the disabled all over the world. Johnny and Friends is just months away from moving into their International Disability Center. President of JAF, Doug Mazza, says one of its functions will be the JAF International Policy Center. Mazza says the center will
deal with issues of life, everything from stem cell research to abortion, euthanasia, all kinds of issues that affect people affected by disability, and giving a biblical view of those issues.
The center will help them lobby more effectively and share the gospel with a secular world. Mazza says the center will also offer training.
We will be training missionaries to learn more about international disability ministry, as well as training those from the countries that we're currently working in will come here.
The facility is expected to be completed by March. And Global Advance's David Shibley set an ambitious goal for one frontline shepherds conference per week in 2006. He not only met that, he's poised to double that in 2007. As to why this is important for the gospel, he says,
last several years, there have been pastors throughout the United States who have bought onto this vision, have really imbibed our DNA of equipping pastoral leadership, especially in the areas of healthy church growth, church planting, and turning the church in that nation into a missionary-sending church.
Shibley says a quarter of the conferences in 2007 will be run by nationals.
National pastors will assemble their own training team and go to extremely remote areas, gathering perhaps 50 or 100 pastors and church leaders with the same challenge of healthy church growth and church planting and turning that national church into a missionary-sending church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.